Blog Talk Radio.
I do welcome you back to our second season of What Your Doctor Won't Tell You. This is our preview show for the second season. I thank all of the tens of thousands of listeners from last season. Do we have a great season in store for you? Our theme for this season, the fall season of What Your Doctor Won't Tell You, stop treating the what, find and fix the why. Those of you that know me, that have heard me speak, that have been to my practices, see one thing day in and day out, and that is a quote that says, stop treating your symptoms. Stop treating or managing your migraines. Stop treating your headaches. Find and fix the real true cause once and for all. You know, it's time for you to take responsibility for your health. It's time for you to take responsibility for the health of those you love and care about. We are way too reliant upon our doctors, our healthcare providers, to provide answers. Of course, it's our doctor's job to guide us. That's why we have doctors. However, the decision and the choice is up to one person and one person only, and you know who it is. It's you. You know, your comments over the past season have been so valuable to me in directing and guiding this program. We have several special announcements on the program today. In our short program, I want to kind of give you a preview of what you can look forward to. But as you know, there's only one thing and one thing only that matters in this program, and that is solutions. You know, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, October, and that is absolutely fantastic. It's something we need to be educated about, and we need to educate ourselves about. Earlier in the year, June, was Migraine and Headache Awareness Month, something that's near and dear to us here at Headache Relief at Last in the greater Kansas City area. But those of you that have heard me speak know one thing for sure, and that is, although I believe awareness is absolutely critical, there is nothing more important than finding solutions. Awareness, fantastic. Solutions, that much better. I'm sure you'll agree with me. So, over the past season, there's been a couple of comments that seem to have arisen time and time again, and it was concerning to me to see that, because it's my job to provide information to you. And by the way, let me say this. Am I here to give you the latest, greatest miracle cure for migraines and headaches? Absolutely not. And if anyone says they have it, run the other way. But let me tell you what I will bring to the table this season. I will bring to you valid, valuable information in a step-by-step checklist format based on proven medical research. Oh yeah, opinions are just great. I've got opinions, your doctor has opinions, your therapist has opinions, your chiropractor has opinions, everybody has an opinion, we all know that. But unless that opinion is based on proven, solid medical research, it's completely and totally invalid. It's just an opinion. It's easy to dismiss. But what's not so easy to dismiss is the decades, 20, 30, 40 plus years of medical research, but that's not the important thing. This decades-old research is virtually ignored by your doctor. It's virtually ignored by healthcare providers today in exchange for treating your symptoms, for managing your migraines. Stop already. Use a little bit of common sense. Once again, those of you that have heard me speak know that common sense and logic are a huge part of what we teach here at What Your Doctor Won't Tell You. It's a huge part. However, we've also come to see, and it happens each and every day, that common sense and logic are very difficult to find in our healthcare system. Logic and common sense are hard to find in our doctor's recommendations each and every day. So I'm going to ask that as you listen throughout the season, we will broadcast weekly at noon Central Time on Tuesdays here on blogtalkradio.com. You can find us at blogtalkradio.com/onlineheadachedoc. So what you're going to find is this. I'm all about solutions. There's really nothing else that matters. So there's a couple of things that concerned me with your comments, and that is this. Number one, most of the comments were positive, were uplifting, and I truly appreciate your feedback. However, something that came up repetitively is there's just not enough meat and potatoes. Yeah, the information is great, it's helpful, but we need to know more specific recommendations. In other words, for you, what specifically do you need to do step by step to guide you in the right direction toward two things? Number one, you must be 100% sure what is the cause of your migraine. What is the cause of your ongoing headaches? And, oh, believe me, there is a cause. Migraines and headaches are looked at as some medical mystery sometimes. It's not a mystery. Read the medical research. It's your job to educate yourself. The research has been there for decades. Migraines are not a mystery condition. They don't happen for no apparent reason. There's an obvious cause. We're going to talk about that in the weeks to come. What does the research really say is by far and away, there is no close second, is the major cause of ongoing migraines and headaches. So we're going to give you specific information in a simple checklist, step-by-step format. And a lot of that information will be shared to you at the launch of our brand new interactive website, which we're very proud of. It's simple. It's concise. It's easy to navigate. But the main thing is, if it's really all about solutions, I want to be able to provide you with information that you can access at your fingertips that will truly guide you in the right direction and give you that valuable information. So we will announce the launch of our brand new website in the very next few weeks to come. Secondly, we will also address the step-by-step format in our series of live events. Coming up in about 3 weeks, the third or fourth week of October, we begin our live events. And once again, the name of our events this season is Stop Treating the What, Find and Fix the Why. Why your doctor's recommendations for your migraines and headaches may be doing more harm than good. Oh, it's true. Once again, based on the proven medical research. We have comments coming in right now on Facebook about the radio program. Once again, the comments that I'm getting are definitely we want simple, concise answers that are easy to follow, that lead us in a direction toward a solution. I'm with you. I'm with you all the way this season. Then finally, we are going to have a brand new weekly updated library. You can always access our broadcasts that are archived on blogtalkradio.com/onlineheadachedoc. However, we want to archive information that will be beneficial for you, for your children, for your family, for your friends, for your coworkers, information that everyone can access to provide answers, to provide solutions. It's all about solutions. So I want to wrap up this short preview broadcast by saying this. It's my obligation doing this radio podcast each week. It's my responsibility to do a couple of things. Number one, provide accurate information to you and those you care about. And the information that I love to share is that is proven and based on solid medical and scientific research. There is no other way to do it. So I will provide that information, and I give you my pledge to do so. Then secondly, I pledge this season to provide easy-to-follow, step-by-step information. Let's demystify migraine headaches. Let's demystify cluster headaches. And, you know, once again, I want you to realize common sense and logic must be used. You are not having migraines. You are not having cluster headaches. You are not having daily persistent headaches. You are not having these for no reason. They happen for a reason. Understand this. And the reason is not that you need more drugs in your body. You don't need to put more chemicals in your body to try to make yourself healthy. It doesn't work. You don't need to go to the chiropractor more often. That's not the reason you have migraines and headaches. You don't need more physical therapy. You don't need more massages. You need to do two things. Number one, pinpoint the true cause of your headaches once and for all. There is no substitution. You know, it is so easy. Listen to what I'm saying. It is so easy to find someone to treat or manage your migraines and headaches. It's easy. Just go anywhere, to any doctor, any therapist, any chiropractor. Everyone is more than happy to, quote-unquote, sell you or prescribe you the treatment that it is that they happen to be trained to provide. And that's okay. Is there a benefit to seeing your medical doctor? You better believe there is. Is there a benefit to seeing your chiropractor for periodic checkups? You better believe there is. Seeing your dentist, seeing a therapist, absolutely all of these modalities have tremendous value when used properly. But hear me and hear me out loud and hear me clear. It is rare that one of these specialties or one of these types of treatment alone will really address the true cause of your migraines, your headaches, once and for all. It's a rarity. So you must pinpoint and be sure of the real, true cause of your headaches. And secondly, once we know for sure, once you know for sure what the real, true cause of your symptoms is, the second challenge is the treatment that you're getting really fixing the cause of the problem? Or is this just a temporary cover-up? Is this just treatment that you're buying to give you some relief temporarily, to help you feel a little bit better, to try to prevent your headaches or might? Everything seems at this day and age to be a symptom treatment. You know, I'm not even sure that we really have a healthcare system. We are not concerned whatsoever with taking care of our health. Our healthcare providers seem too interested in selling treatment and providing symptom relief. Headache awareness, migraine awareness, fibromyalgia awareness, cancer awareness is absolutely critical. And don't ever get me wrong, I am 100% in favor of awareness. But don't miss this. I am more for solutions and finding a long-term solution for you beyond and above anything else. That is my purpose and that is my pledge for this season of what your doctor won't tell you. Stop treating the what. Come on, finally find and fix the why once and for all. Thank you so kindly for listening to this short preview episode. Do not miss next Tuesday, noon central, blogtalkradio.com/onlineheadachedoc. You can listen to these archived shows. Share them with those you care about. This information cannot be missed by those suffering with ongoing migraines, headaches of any sort. Thank you for listening. I certainly look forward to your questions, your comments. All of your questions can be sent to me personally at drscottcanhelp@gmail.com. I will answer as many questions as I can on the air next week. Thank you. I look forward to talking to you soon.